Today's podcast is brought to you by Jane Jack Plus over at janejacktv.com. Sign up today for only $2.99 a month for Jane Jack TV, The Ramblecast, The Walking Dead podcast, and more. Check it out today at janejacktv.com for only $2.99 a month. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. Jack's wife is singing to the cat right now. That's not a joke. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
In some places, that would be called torture. I'm not saying she can't sing. I don't want to say that out loud, but she can't sing. Even yes. She'll tell you she can't sing.
So, I think my mother has gone...
Gone cat look. We have like 10 cats in the house.
It's like you're displacing your need for grandchildren with cats.
Whoa! You know, luckily we're not hoarders. We're not slobs.
You're turning into them, though.
But no, we're not. But we clean... You know, one day we don't lift something up and go, oh, that's what happened to the cat.
But you're getting... This is how it starts, right? It's like, oh, no, I have this under control. And all of a sudden, it's like 80 cats.
Well, I like when the cat, we go downstairs and the cat's clawing on the furniture. Mm-hmm. And I go, that's why we're not getting new furniture. Because the cats are clawing all over the furniture. What's the point? What's the point? And she'll argue. I go, and we'll come downstairs and both, the two, well, they're, one's Heather's cat, one's Kayla's cat. Mm-hmm. And we keep the other cats upstairs because, well, the one cat that's like probably my cat doesn't get a, they don't get, they fight. Jazz fights with, and Ledger is not a fighter.
We make a reality show, the real cat wives of the Glatfelter house. Well, that,
and I'm not a cat person, but the cats like me. I don't know what it is. Animals like me. I'm an animal person, I guess.
Actually, I was right. So Grandma Bev is coming to visit.
Yes.
And she doesn't like cats, but there's 87 cats.
Well, she's not a
house.
She's an animal person.
She is. She loves animals.
We never had cats because she didn't want them in the house. Why? Because they claw the furniture. Mm-hmm. It's like I've made the joke before. Your wife, your mom will go. Why don't you get it? We need to get it. We'll get these stupid scratch pads. You know, mm-hmm. things that they scratch on. You know, claw. On. I go. It's not. It doesn't look like a couch. Get one that looks like a couch, and they'll claw it. It's
well, see, you gotta strike the fear of God in them. That's so. Zoe, she has a scratching post, and she knows that's the only place she can scratch because we got the new couches. And I think, did I talk about this on the podcast? I don't know.
I don't know. We're going to call you Chuck for now on, though.
Okay. So
Chuck Cunningham.
Zoe, like, looks at me and, like, puts the one paw and the claw on the couch. And I was like, what did you just do? And she's like, meh. And she starts running away. And then I get the Nerf gun. I'm like, you god dang cat, just claw on my new furniture. And I shot the Nerf gun at her. So she doesn't even dare.
Well, we got a new bed, so what we did with the bed, because Ledger will claw the bed, mm-hmm. is that we got saran wrap. Mm-hmm. Just put saran wrap all the way to the bottom, and then I got packing tape, and went all the way around, and so it's so thick that he can't claw into it. Mm-hmm. So she goes, well, just put the packing tape. I go, you don't want to put it directly on the material. Yeah. It'll rip the, it, when you exactly. pull it off, it'll rip it up. I go, and she's arguing with me, and I go, 10 years of mailbox, et cetera. I win. So I did the whole, and so it works.
Yeah,
you know, he can't claw. He's clawing the little thing on the outside, the little claw thing, but that's all he can claw. I don't know.
Just got him.
Cats, and dogs, and then she complains about the fur, and because we have two dogs left. I go, well, you keep.
Okay, you say it's like we have two left.
Two left. Well, you know, one we had to put one to sleep a few years ago. I hated doing that, but you know, we got the. I have, and she's yelling at me one day. I go, have I brought one animal into this house? Mm-hmm. Did I say, hey, let's go get a dog?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go get some cats. No. Did I?
Throughout our entire lives, we've never done that.
No. Well, the dog. Lucky. But your mom wanted that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, your mom was talking.
But mom was notorious. Like, if there was, like, a Cinnamon, which is some lady in front of a...
It was a chow.
Yeah, it was a chow. It was some lady. I was with her. It was in front of Lucky's. And she just had him, like, in a box. She's like, oh.
And she came down to the store, and I went... Well, what is that? And she goes, it's a chow. I go, a chow? And then we found out it's a one-person dog.
Yep.
And it was kind of like my dog. But yeah. There's a great picture of your sister sitting on the stairs. It just bit her. And she, we snapped the photo.
It is a great picture.
I love the photo because I always like to do it. It's like I always call it Lee Harvey Oswald when he's getting shot. It's the same thing. You know, she gets shot, and I think the dog goes up to Oswald and then bites her. But anyway, it's a you guys are sitting at home going, I don't get it. It's not funny. But for me, I'm laughing. It's funny. But that we had to give that dog, and then we lived in a condo. And we weren't supposed to have a dog, and the neighbors next door who were so rude used to wake us up every morning at 6 o'clock a.m. complained the dog was barking.
Yeah.
And I go, the dog's not outside. What are you talking about? The dog's barking. But they didn't like us for some. I don't know. They just didn't like us.
Yeah.
They used to like to wake us up.
Uh-huh.
Like every morning they would wake us up.
How? Like just banging on the walls?
They'd have our windows be open. Uh-huh. And they would have breakfast. It's on their patio. It's like, good morning. I go, slam the window shut and go, hey, you know, you wake us up every day. And they go, well, we're up having breakfast. I go, yeah, but I don't have to get up for a couple more hours. Anyway. So anyway, we had to eventually find another home for the dog, and bit the dog. It bit me in the face one time.
And then there was Snapper. Was that you or
that was I bought Snapper?
So Snapper was you.
Snapper. Well, it was your mom and I. We thought it would be good. We bought it for you.
Uh huh.
But that dog was like on crack.
Yeah.
It was on speed. I don't know. It would.
I hated Snapper because he ate like half of my toys.
Yeah. That was the fun part.
No.
It was a fun part because, you know, he got my time, I got my time.
I still have some with his bite marks in it. That dog.
It's your dog. Train him not to do it.
I was five. How do I know to do that?
He chewed the walls. He chewed the thing. He chewed this. And the worst part was the minute he'd open up the door, because he was supposed to be a Yorkie, but he was part Yorkie, part crack dog. And he would just, he would, no, don't open the door. And you'd have to chase after him. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't come back. He's laughing at you the whole time. He's running away. And finally, we gave him to my aunt, who was a dog lover, and I guess he ran away.
Yeah,
that's the story they told me.
Went on the farm.
Yeah,
there was that. Then there's Mouse,
the cat.
Mom brought that home one day.
Yes,
I guess it was somebody giving away at work or something.
It was dying. I guess something. They found it in the. It was a wild cat. And they found it or something.
Mouse was.
I think Mouse was a wild cat.
Huh.
I think so.
Mouse was amazing. I love Mouse.
That was the coolest cat.
Yeah.
Because you'd go outside, and I'd go outside, and it'd come running back.
Yeah.
It'd go outside, do its business,
mm-hmm.
and come back. It was the best cat, and then we lost it when your mom let him, when we moved.
Well, no, it got lost before we moved, and then we found it.
I found it, yeah.
And then when we moved to the new place, she let it out. And
she let it out by mistake. It was either coyotes got it or it just didn't want, it was acting weird.
Something weird happened.
Well, it was bringing us gophers. Mm-hmm. Every day we'd have a new gopher sitting on our porch. I'd go, oh, come on, Mouse, jeez. But you named it, right?
I named it Mouse because there was a somebody on the block, a friend of mine, she named her cat Mouse. So I thought it was a most awesome name to name a cat.
I didn't know that. That's where you came. So it wasn't original.
No.
You stole the name Mouse.
You
plagiarized.
A childhood friend. You
plagiarized the cat's name.
A childhood friend named her cat Mouse, and I thought, that's brilliant.
It's like the girl across the street who was afraid of our dog, Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time she was terrified of dogs. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And this girl could run. She's bolting out the thing. Ah! She's running down the thing. And she's running so fast, and our dog at this point, he was old then.
Yeah.
He's like, but he's running after it. I go, and I'm like, slow down. He's going to have a heart attack. And I'm laughing. I felt bad. I'm laughing. Yeah. And she's terrified of dogs. Yeah. Terrified of dogs. Gets a dog, and what do they name it? Lucky. Lucky. And they let Lucky out, and Lucky comes over and poops and pees in my yard every day. Lucky, come back. Lucky, come back. Lucky, Lucky, come back. I go, he's over here.
Taking a dump on my lawn.
I'll clean it. Don't worry. I got it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for cleaning up after my dog.
There's been a lot of pets in the Glatfelter household that were not your picks.
Yeah, so I can be blamed for Snapper.
Okay.
Lucky, I agreed. The kid should have a dog. And Lucky was a stuck-up snob. He wasn't really... I don't know why you hated him. He was a good dog.
No,
I think he bit us all at one point. He was great because if you left a chair up and if you had food on the kitchen table, you'd come back and go, Lucky! Because he'd be up on the kitchen table eating the food.
Yeah.
He was stuck up. His families were champion dogs. Mm-hmm. I think his mother and father were champions.
Yeah.
he wasn't, but
Cocker Spaniel.
Maybe he was kind of maybe he was kind of he wasn't a champion. He was too big to be a show dog.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was maybe that affected him. You don't know.
I don't care. He's a jerk to me.
He didn't like you.
No, I did not like. I will stand this day. I did not like Lucky.
Wow, it's harsh. He lived like 15 years.
Doesn't matter.
I had to put him to sleep. That was rough.
10 years too long.
Wow. But your mom said, oh, we got to get the kids a dog. Kids like dogs. And you guys liked him at first.
He was great as a puppy, and then he just kind of...
He just got to the point where he's like...
But I think it's how Cocker Spaniels are, from what I understand. They're not very...
He was very friendly, very... But like I said, after like a year, he was like...
I'm too good for you.
Because we had those wild cats outside,
mm-hmm.
and he would pick them up in his mouth and make sure they were all safe and stuff like that. Then after that, you got, I'm a jerk.
I'm better than this.
I can. Well, you know, he aged out. No longer friendly. Oh well, anyway. Pets. But now we're and she I she wants
so to, she wants another one then.
No, she wants to keep this one is your sister's boyfriend's cat.
It's not. Why don't you just say it's your cat? Because you keep saying this is, you know, Heather's cat. They're in your home. They're your
cats.
Well,
Heather's away at school. She can't bring the cat up there. And Steven's, I don't know the whole story. I told your sister she could no longer be a foster. Because the first one,
you said that on the first one.
No, the first one, she was a foster parent. Foster cat person?
I don't know.
She kept it.
That's why I'm saying. Has she actually given one back?
No. And so so she gets the other one, and she's like, well, you go there. And I go, I get it. That's why you can't go there.
Exactly.
That's why you can't go there. I get it. I understand. It's hard because, you know, these poor animals are going to probably be euthanized because there's too many of them. And I go, but you can't go there. And they want us to take three that day. I said, I'm not taking three.
Yeah.
I'm not taking three. But this cat's cool. I it's a fun cat. But it's not mine. I'm not keeping it.
Says the guy who takes Instagram pictures of it.
He's pretty cute, though, isn't he? But I said, okay, you know, we're fixing up the house. I go, what are you going to do? The cats are, like, you can't, I don't know. It is what it is. She goes, why don't you do something with the backyard? I go, well, the dog is peeing. A female dog will kill grass.
It will.
A female dog will kill grass. I go, where is it going to the bathroom? What can I do? It just
should make like a cat haven out there.
A cat haven. I was thinking about making like a pee spot for it. You know, just where one spot where I could have grass everywhere else. Uh-huh. But how am I going to keep the dog on the... am I going to sit out there with your Nerf gun? Boom, get out of there. Boom.
It works. Zoe doesn't even dare. Like, sometimes she'll like put out a claw. I'm like...
like a switchblade. You're coming across as a jerk on this
episode. I am. I'm sorry.
No wonder you're Chuck Cunningham. That's an inside joke for people don't want to know.
For people don't want to know. So I saw the new Die Hard movie.
Really?
Yeah. What is it called? It's not Live Free Die Hard. That was one before. This is A Good Day to Die Hard.
He's in Russia, right?
Yep.
Did he say, I want diplomatic immunity?
No, none of that.
I say that once every week, at least once on The Americans. Diplomatic immunity.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh my god, really? We were gonna go see it the next day, but I got busy and I couldn't go see it. Really, it's that bad? Dale liked it.
It was a terrible, terrible movie, but I enjoyed it. Does that make sense?
Well, it's Die Hard.
Like it was so bad it was good, but it doesn't even come close to any Die Hard movie.
Have you seen them all?
Yeah. I'm all on Blu-ray.
Had you seen them all before?
Yeah, because Colleen never saw them before, so we watched them all.
But you watched them all before you saw this one.
Mm-hmm. We did around Christmas, though. But
so it's the worst Die Hard out there.
Oh, easily.
It's that bad.
Terrible.
Just
movie.
Not believable, or just kind of like him going through the motions?
No, I mean, honestly, Bruce Willis, John McClane's great.
Well, because his character's a great character.
So that, I mean, he's great in it. It's a terrible movie.
Is his son the problem? The guy playing the son?
Son, I mean, the son's okay, but it's just You'll watch it and be like, wait, what? Like, it's worse than watching The Following or Blue Bloods. You're like, wait, this doesn't make any sense.
Really? That bad?
Like, are you going to see it? Are you still going to see
it? Well, now I'm not because...
I mean, I enjoyed the movie. Like, it was a good time at the movies, but it was bad.
Well, I would like it, but your mom probably not going to like it.
No.
I'm not risking that where I have to go see a crappy movie twice.
Like, there's one point They're like, they're all in this room, and because they're in the safe house or whatever, and all of a sudden they kind of get ambushed by these people, and just out of nowhere, Bruce Willis just picks up this big machine gun and starts shooting up people. Like, it's like, wait, where did he get the gun from? And then there's a part where they're like, they're tied up.
Does he say yippee-ki-yay?
Oh, yeah. It's a great scene. But then there's another one where, like, Bruce Willis and his son are, like, tied with those zip ties, right? And
that's the new thing now.
Yeah, zip ties.
Zip ties. That's the new thing.
So, but the son has, like, a knife in his shoe, so he starts...
Of course.
But Bruce Willis doesn't have anything to...
Because if you're gonna zip tie up someone, you don't make sure they have a knife or anything like that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So, Bruce Willis has nothing, so his hands are zip tied in front of him. So then, you know, he breaks free and starts beating up all the bad guys, right? And then Bruce Willis lunges at the main bad guy, right, and starts fighting with him. And then he's done, like, they back off. Bruce Willis doesn't have the bondages anymore. Like, wait, how did that happen? That's a zip tie. You can't just, like, break out of that.
Well, you know the first Lethal Weapons movie.
Uh-huh.
When he goes up on the roof to get the guy down, mm-hmm. talk him off, and he goes, you want to jump? You really want to jump?
Yeah.
And because he's handcuffed together, when they jump, there's a scene where their arms are apart.
Oh, and then
when they land on the
it's together.
They're together.
Well, and then
even I'm sure that's just a mistake. So it's not as bad as the Godfather where Sonny's beaten up
and the Phantom Punch.
The Phantom Punch when he does it, the one where he's his brother-in-law mm-hmm. and he messes him like 10 feet.
Well, there's another part. They leave the ambush and they have nothing with them, and then all of a sudden they have a bag full of guns and they start pulling the guns out.
Oh, so it was just bad editing or just bad directing?
Bad writing.
Bad writing.
Edit, like, how do you? It just there's no.
And then, you just have to kind of sit back, eat the popcorn, enjoy the movie.
You do. Like, and again, if you can, it's so bad, it's a fun movie just because of how bad it is. We're laughing at a lot of the different stuff. And there's that part where they're in, because they have to go to Chernobyl, right? Because that's where the big climax is in Chernobyl.
Doesn't want to go there?
Well, and there's nuclear fallout, right? And then all the bad guys are there, and they have these
they're
kind of
glowing
suits, right?
They're glowing, kind
of. They have the breath of life, so they're not.
Oh, it's still that bad there? You can't go.
I guess that's because that's what the bag. But they just pull up in their car wearing nothing, and they go in and start shooting stuff up. It's like, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, okay, but they're Americans. They're immune to it.
So
maybe they're from Three Mile Island originally.
Maybe, but it's bad. But Colleen and I had an enjoyable time at the movies. But granted, we got one of the tickets for free because we bought on Amazon. They had the four movies on Blu-ray
right.
set. And if you bought that, it was like half off for $25. And then you also got $10 off on a Live Free Die Hard movie. So we used that. So, oh, I mean, it was a bad movie. I'll give it like half a thumb. But it was a fun movie.
Because the first one is so good.
First one's one of the best action movies of all time.
Even the second one with the airport.
The first three I really
like. Yeah,
the airport one's kind of, but I like the Samuel Jackson, the Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, they're all good. Mm-hmm. Like even the fourth one was kind of, you know, with the fighter jet and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's Die Hard.
Yeah,
you live with it.
At least that one it was a cohesive story that made
right.
sense.
So this one's kind of all over the place.
This was just like some terrible action movie, but we're gonna throw John McClane in it,
and it works.
To a degree.
Well, Dell liked it. Dell thought it was great.
It was almost like, you know, one of those really bad, cheesy 80s action movies like that you kind of watch, and it's just like, it's almost like a Mystery Science Theater movie.
One good one to make fun of.
Yeah. But yeah, I was, it was bad.
That's too bad. But,
the 16% I got on Rotten Tomatoes was justified.
Oh, 16%?
Yeah.
Wow. From the fans or the critics?
That's the critics. The fans was pretty low, too.
That's too bad.
So if you want a good time in the theaters with a terrible movie, that's
yeah. The next movie I want to go see is 42, the Jackie Robinson story.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting. You know, the whole thing
is it a sequel to 61. It's a joke. It's a movie.
I'm not laughing. It's not
with
funny.
A number.
It's not funny.
Is it by Billy Crystal, the director?
You know the guy that played
Thomas
Mickey,
Jane is
you know,
Mickey Mantle.
He didn't know how to throw a baseball. Thomas Jane.
Really?
And he didn't know how to bat. He never played baseball.
Was he like from Australia? Or
I
something?
Don't know where he's from. He's just didn't know how to play.
But he looked pretty good though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but they worked it out. It's like in the Lou Gehrig story. What's his name? Cooper.
Gary Cooper.
He was right-handed, so they did everything in reverse.
Gotcha.
A little bit of trivia there for you. I'm looking forward to the Jackie Robinson story, the crap he went through.
It's
just, it's insane that to play a game he had to go through all that.
Mm-hmm.
But that just, I can't wait to see. I've seen a couple. They've had a couple movies on.
Yeah.
In fact, I think there was
he wasn't the greatest African American player, but he was the right person.
Right person.
Actually handle.
Because there's a good movie out. It was an HBO movie where it was talking about Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige, and Jackie Robinson. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of about who was going to be the first one.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone thought it was going to be either Satchel Paige or Josh Gibson. But uh-huh. Gibson had a brain tumor. He was always acting crazy. They couldn't figure out why.
Uh-huh.
But he was, like, amazing hitter. But they always thought it was him or Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige, he was too flamboyant and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or Jackie Robinson was just... had the right temperament, they said, to take the abuse he was going to take.
Yeah.
And that's why he got picked.
Yeah.
Over, and they had a little resentment there. But it was an HBO movie. I can't remember what it was called, though, but that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward to. It's April 13th. I'm looking forward to going and see that. Hopefully it's not going to be a bad one, but...
I'm sure it'll be good.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to make that. Well...
Well, 61's an excellent movie.
It is. I love that movie.
Yeah, I watch it all the time when it's on.
Movie's coming out. Iron Man 3 is coming out in May.
Yeah, I go see that.
I mean, there's some big blockbusters that are going to start coming out that I'm looking forward to, but there's some coming out on Blu-ray and rental and everything.
I got to see Django on Cash. Not Django on Cash.
Django on Cash. Tango and Cash.
Now, you want to talk about a bad movie. I want to talk about a bad movie.
Tango and Cash is
even though it has bad. America's favorite actor, Kurt Russell.
It's true.
And a young Terry Hatcher. This movie was bad. It's probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, and I watched it all the way through. I don't think I paid to see it.
A Good Day to Die Hard might rival it.
Because Tank, that's a bad. You've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's a bad movie.
Yeah,
it's a terrible, terrible movie. And you watch it, you go, "You go, my sister."
The Hobbit came out on iTunes.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Last one, night, I'm watching New Girl. Have you seen New Girl yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay,
I haven't.
I'm watching New Girl. And there's a line where, let me just spoil you real quick.
Sure.
Schmidt says something about The Hobbit being a terrible movie.
Uh-huh.
One of the commercials was for The Hobbit.
Really?
Coming out of, I wonder if they planned that. He says it was an overrated, terrible movie. And I go, here comes a commercial.
See, the thing is, I watched it again because I bought it on iTunes, early release, which you can watch on Apple TV, which is nice.
Go ahead and sponsor.
No, I'm just.
Go ahead. Go.
No.
You're wearing your Apple shirt over there. You might as well say.
Then I'm not supposed to wear it outside of work.
Okay. It's an apple. You have a real apple on your shirt.
There you go. Good save.
And you have a bite on the side of the apple. Amazing.
But I really like The Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey. Like some people felt. It had to add a lot to it since there's one book that's shorter than the other ones. They're making it into three movies. But I really like the movie.
Well, to be fair, Schmidt was drinking. So to be fair.
But I think it's a movie that I think you would only really like if you really like the other Lord of the Rings movies. So if you don't, I can see where you wouldn't like it.
Okay. But I just thought if I'm paying for advertisement on a show, I don't want to have a show bashing my movie. And I'm paying for advertisement on that.
No doubt.
That's just me.
Well, I won't see that because I watch it on Hulu Plus. So.
Okay, but that was one of the commercials on there. Even though your mom was fast-forwarding through, I go, hey, Hobbit commercial. She goes, so what? I go, he just bashed The Hobbit. She just looked at me.
I really liked the movie. So anyhow,
I just thought it was okay.
But Django, I think, comes out soon, too.
Yeah, I'll see that one.
I'll definitely buy that, too. I love Django. I thought it was a really good movie. Intense movie.
Well, won the Academy. What? Not didn't win the
won best screenplay.
Best screenplay, yeah.
And then Christoph Waltz won best supporting actor. Anyway, love that movie.
People can't see me shaking my head, but I'm shaking my head. Yes, yes. Anything else coming out?
No.
Any new shows? Baseball season's coming up here soon.
It is. Chase Headley out for a month.
Is it a month or 2 weeks?
The last I saw was a month.
I heard it was 2 weeks.
Okay,
but it's probably a month. It's probably a career-threatening injury. Because they lost another pitcher.
Who?
The guy they got for the Adrian Gonzalez trade. He was making his way. Casey Kelly.
Casey Kelly, really?
Yeah, Tommy John surgery. It's like someone on the Padre message board said, anyone the Padres draft or trade for as a pitcher, they might as well give them the Tommy John surgery first and get it out of the way. They've had many guys.
Last season was like three of them, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's like three a year. It's like, and we can't.
Is it the training is bad or the?
I don't know. I have no idea. At least it's an option now. It could have been 30, 40 years ago. There was no option before Tommy John had the operation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it blows my mind. Like, is pitching, does it wear people down that much quicker now than it did before?
Well, you know,
throwing a baseball is not a natural motion, so it's going to tear up your arm eventually.
Well, like I said, kids, I believe, because I know my arm, I learned how to throw a curveball pretty young, and I threw it all the time.
Yeah,
I told you I used to throw it when I was warming up. I play shortstop. I'm throwing the first baseman curveballs, and he's yelling at me.
Yeah,
I'm throwing during warmups, not during the game.
Sure.
Yeah, but when I'm during practice throwing curveballs up against the garage throwing curveballs, and now my arm is mush.
Yeah.
I think what happens. I think the problem you have now is, I don't think kids should just throw fast, only throw fast
straight balls. Yeah,
straight balls. But I think what happens now is you have. Baseball's we played baseball year round because we grew up in California. But now baseball is intense. I mean, any sport you play now, if say you play hockey, it's year round. If that's the sport you're going to pick, most kids don't play a lot of different sports anymore. If they get, because there's travel hockey, there's travel baseball, travel soccer, travel whatever it is, travel, because now it's money, it's dollar signs, it's a business now.
Yeah.
When I was in Little League, it was just, hey, let's go play our 10, 20 games, and boom, that's it. Then we move on to the next sport. Now kids, that's all they play. I think they're playing too. I think your arm can only take so much.
So is the extra strain, is just injuring people sooner than they would if it was like
I guess, and maybe it's just the pitchers they're picking. I mean, it's just luck. I don't know.
But even beyond just the Padres, it seems like there's a lot of, like Strasburg.
He had, well, he's from San Diego.
It's the San Diego air.
It's the water in San Diego. It's bad water.
It is pretty bad water.
But I don't have the answers for it. But it could be just a lot of
it seems like overuse. That's what it is.
You know, because you look back at like Cy Young. The reason he had so many wins because he pitched they pitched like every day.
Oh yeah,
and they just pitched and pitched and they went.
See, back then they didn't have. I was remember I watched the, because they have the baseball document, the Ken Burns baseball,
right,
and. Back then, there wasn't curveballs either. There wasn't all of these different. It was pretty much when they first introduced the curveball, they made it illegal because they said a pitch should be just a straight pitch that people can hit.
But you could put something on the ball though.
Well, eventually got to that in the 1900s and stuff. Right. But it's interesting. You look at that era when you had some people with 3,000 hits. Well, because they pitched so that you could hit the ball as opposed to the pitcher actually trying to trick.
Well, that's why they had shorter, smaller gloves. That's why they had more hit. But that's why they didn't have a lot of home runs, though, because the balls were not made as tight.
And
they weren't juiced. Mm-mm. But a lot of problems you had, remember, too, then, the pitcher went, a quality start now is six innings.
Yeah.
You go six innings, you're making $10, $15, $20 million.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, you went six innings, you were a relief, you either became a relief pitcher or got down to the minors. If you couldn't go, complete game wasn't a big deal. Now, hey, he went a complete game. Oh, he's get him a Cy Young Award. It's like, it's a big deal now to go a complete game, whereas now, because the game has changed, you get to the sixth inning, seventh, I think.
Then you have your
actually, thing. Kevin Towers, I think, is the one that perfected it, because that's how the Padres, with their small budget, were able to win. They had good pitchers in the sixth, seventh, eighth, and, of course, they had a closer.
Closer, yeah.
And I think the Yankees are, the ones that first started, because they had Ron Davis and Goose Gossage. Mm-hmm. Now Ron Davis was great in the, great setup man, and then Goose Gossage was great in the ninth. But then when Ron Davis went to, I think he went to Minnesota, he was a bust.
Yeah,
he couldn't close. It just has been. He just couldn't handle it. So I don't know what the deal. Going back to pitching, I don't know what it is. But you even see players doing the same. They're hurting their arms.
Yeah,
and this they're having Tommy the Padre outfielder. Last year, Blanks, he had to have Tommy John surgery because of throwing the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the working out. Maybe they're not as flexible. Maybe it's too tight, they say. They're too... I don't know. I don't have the answers, but it just seems like every time I go on the Pottery message board, someone else is hurt. You go, yeah. Come, we can't afford it. You can't, especially Chase Headley. Now he's out for, like you said, 2 weeks to a month. Mm-hmm. It probably will be a month. And like they're saying, well, it'll probably be 3 months. He'll be back by the All-Star break. And we'll all be.
And that's when we'll get Grandal back as well. It'll be great.
Yeah, because he'll be off his suspension.
But he'll be off the juice, so he'll stink anyway.
I don't know.
But I'm excited for baseball season again. I'm doing the baseball.
I'm joining a league.
Oh, you are, huh?
I'm joining a league. I haven't played a fantasy league, and it's a pretty intense one. They keep the. But I'm an expansion team, so I don't have any players to keep.
Gotcha.
So I'm kind of screwed. So I have that expansion.
Chase Headley available.
Chase. Well, he probably will be. But there's a live draft. It's going to be on Talk Shoe where you talk to.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So.
I can't do the fantasy baseball because just football is easy because it's once a week.
Right.
But baseball is like every day you have to pay
attention. But I haven't, it's like, I don't know who's on Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I don't know because I really haven't paid attention to baseball. I've kind of fallen out of the baseball.
Yeah.
You know, once in a while, I couldn't even tell you everyone on the Padres. Mm-hmm. But now it's something like, this Sunday, I got to start looking.
Yes, you do. All right.
But I won't take any Dodgers.
No Dodgers?
That hurts me every time because I won't.
No Doyers?
I'm not going to root for them. The only time I had a Dodger, I was Oral Hershiser when he had that consecutive inning streak where he wasn't giving up any runs. I had him.
Oh, you did?
I had him. I traded for him because I was going to trade him to someone else. But he pitched a complete game. I said, well, let me keep him for a while. And he was getting me all these points. I go, well, I can't trade him. Oral Hershiser.
Are you ready for some weird news?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. I couldn't have done this with the Married Man show yesterday.
No?
Because we had, I told you we couldn't.
Oh, you couldn't hear. Okay.
So when we do the opening thing, I go, boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And I go to Dale, and Dale's like going, I go, you have to go. He goes, oh, that's right.
All right.
I told him, I go, you're not going to be able to hear this, so just, but you know, it's a taff.
This one for all the junk. Know,
going back to his training for his. The way, the run has been changed. Mm-hmm. Go on the Facebook page. All the information's on there. It's no longer at Meredith College. It's at Moorhead School, something like that. I don't have it in front of me.
Well, next week it's going to go to, I don't know, RBC Center.
So yeah. Well, they tried to get an RBC Center, but it's PNC Center now.
Oh, PNC Arena.
But they couldn't do it there or something like that. I don't know.
The parking lot at the Knightdale Walmart.
Why couldn't they just do it at PNC? What if we just went there and did it? What are they going to do? Throw us out?
Well, it's pretty well. It's like surrounded by cops and stuff like that.
And when there's a game,
it's kind of.
It's right next to NC State. I guess we could just run around the parking lot a few times. Run from the cops.
Won't be much of a fun run anymore.
No.
All right. So
you toss a donut out. I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I didn't say that.
I'm joking.
So
Mr. Shoot Nerf guns at cats.
Hey, she better not claw my furniture. Spent good money on that furniture. Even hauled it up the stairs myself.
Cheap.
We're gonna get another chair, couch for the den because we're gonna get a sleeper sofa.
Yeah.
And
you're not gonna try to move a sleeper sofa by yourself, are you?
No, I'm gonna have to get somebody. I was gonna ask you probably.
Those are a pain.
I
almost slipped. Those are a pain.
I'm worried about it because it.
As long as they're still strapped together, they're all right.
Uh huh.
But like when you're moving again, don't try to move it without bungee, because the thing opens up on you. If you're not doing it right, it's a hassle, especially down the stairs and all that different stuff. Yeah, they're great to have, mm-hmm. but there's something that should be left behind. It should be like disposable furniture.
But they're not as expensive. It's gonna be like $800.
No, it's expensive. They're a pain.
But you, John D, be like, just throw it away.
No, I just don't want to move it again.
All right.
It's like when I cleaned up this room and all your stuff here. I just threw it out the window. And it was great because it would shatter, like your dresser. You didn't want it. The old desk, you didn't want it. All the stuff.
You just threw it out there?
I opened up the window and just said, and made sure all the dogs were in the house, and just threw it out the window. It would slam and break, and I'd pick it up, and I'd drag it around the Well, no one else is coming over to help me run it down the stairs.
All right, okay, all right.
Just saying.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
So I threw it out the window.
All right, so three weird news stories, and Jack has to pick the one that we read. This first one for all of the people out there that search for junk at flea markets and garage sales, like myself. This
what junk are you searching for?
Bowl, $3 garage sale find sells at auction for $2.2 million.
Okay, when you go out to look for this junk stuff, is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for? Are you hoping someday you'll run into? Because it happens. You hear it.
Oh yeah. I mean, if I ever find it, great. I mean, I've found good stuff.
Now, if you found something, say you went to a garage sale.
Yeah.
And you saw something, you went up there, and you knew it was worth like $100,000, $200,000, and they were offering 50 cents. Would you buy it for 50 cents, or would you say, hey, this thing is worth like $200,000?
I'd buy it for 50 cents.
Okay, and you'd walk away and sell it.
I'd sell it. Maybe I would give more about the money once I do sell it, but I want it for myself first. Like this past weekend, it was a pretty good weekend.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Flea market. This guy had a bag of Crash Dummies action figures. It had $25 on the bag, and I was like, crap, I only got 15. Actually, I only had $11 in my pocket. And so I talked him down.
So you went there knowing you were going to spend a lot of money.
And I talked him down to 15. I actually still had some money, so then we did $15.
So what are these crash dummies worth?
I could probably sell it for $150 on eBay.
Yeah, are you going to sell them, or are you just going to keep them?
I'm going to keep them because they're hard to find.
They're not going to appear really at the studio saying, hey, remember when we talked about crash dummies on the show? We need to put them here because it's about the show. It's about the show.
No, I already got, because I've gotten some before, but they're really, because they... Essentially, they're little action figures, and they have these little buttons on them, so when they crash, like, they blow up.
Yeah, I know. I remember you had... I remember it. I remember.
But the problem with the toy is people lost them because all the little parts fell apart.
Right.
So it's almost impossible to find the cars and everything. And this was back. I had two cars in it, a motorcycle, and, like, four of the figures. $15. I was pretty pumped. Anyway, so $3 garage sale.
One man's crap is another man's crap.
There you go.
This is at a garage sale, right? The first one?
The first one.
Okay.
A 3-hour tarmac ordeal turns into a pizza party.
I've never had a pizza party when I've been stuck on the tarmac for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to us in Vegas. Remember that?
Ooh, there's a couple. I'm trying to think which one do I want to do. I'll do this one. Officer spooked when dead deer leaps out of trunk.
So a dead deer leaped out of the truck.
What makes this bump? I got some other good ones too. Wisconsin to close popular nude beach on weekdays. Wisconsin? I don't think I'd want to go to Wisconsin nude beach.
What snows there like 99% of the time, right?
Yeah. And just by...
Really? It's just cold out. It's just cold out. It's not my fault. It's cold. It snows here. It's cold.
I was in the pool.
I was in the beach. I was in the water. Look at and I came out and it's snowing.
Just bought Lamborghini ditched after crash. So what's your pick?
I'm going with the bowl one, then that'll make you happy.
I don't care. That said the story right there.
All right, let's go to the beach one. Okay. I just don't think there's a... Are there a lot of nude beaches in America?
I don't know. There's Black's Beach in
but it's
San Diego.
Technically that was never allowed to be a nude beach.
Oh, so there's people did it?
Just people did it.
Is it still like...
I guess.
Oh.
I told you the time where my dad and I were watching TV, watching the Indy 500. It was always back then it was tape delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go all day without listening to news.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't as hard now as it's not because you have 24-hour news. You wouldn't listen to the Padre game that day on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't listen to anything because whatever it was because you didn't want to get the score. You didn't want to hear who won. Sure. So I had found out. So I'm just sitting there watching the whole time. 17 laps to go. They go to commercial. They come back and they go, nude beach, Black's Beach story about closing it down. And they were showing naked women and guys walking around. And
on TV?
On TV. We're like, because, you know, that was back in, the 70s.
Yeah.
You didn't see stuff like that in the 70s. We're like, it was nude women walking around. You're like, and they goes, and AJ Foyt was the winner of the Indy 5. I'm like going, it was on their network. I'm pretty sure it was AJ Foyt. My dad goes, I went, but it was like my dad was like, ah, because my dad doesn't literally get mad.
Yeah.
He's not. He's like me. Uh-huh. Very even. Very calm. Killed, yeah. Very calm. But he's getting all mad. He didn't watch the rest of the race. He got mad. He's watch this stupid race. All these stupid commercials. And he was ticked.
I don't blame him.
He was ticked.
So struggling to curtail shenanigans, Wisconsin to close nude beach on weekdays.
Well, you have shenanigans.
Yeah.
You can't have shenanigans during the week.
Wisconsin authorities announced Tuesday that they will shut down one of the nation's most popular nude beaches on weekdays after struggling for years to curtail sex and drugs on the sandbar and surrounding woods.
Okay. Is it really going to stop people having sex if you don't have nude beach? I mean, you're still going to... I don't know. And nudists, the drugs?
Nudists from around the country have been traveling to the public beach on Wisconsin River near Mazomanie, about 25 miles northeast of Madison, for decades as word spread that prosecutors in ultra-liberal Dane County wouldn't go after anyone for showing skin. Visitors haven't stopped just stripping down. They've been slipping off into the woods for trysts and drugs. Authorities say that it's crossing the line, but they haven't been able to stop the shenanigans. Their frustration reached a tipping point Tuesday when the State Department of Natural Resources announced it will close the beach, the islands immediately off it, and the surrounding woods to the public on weekdays when wardens say troublemakers tend to operate unseen. The closures begin immediately. The area will open on weekends, though. So you can still get crazy.
Is it a
weekends.
Beach or is it like a lake? I mean, is it?
It says it's off a river or something.
Off a river. So is it technically a beach?
A beach on the Wisconsin River.
Is it so it's a beach?
You can have a beach on a river or a lake.
I guess.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a beach here off of...
we're kind of snobbish because we grew up in San Diego and, exactly. You know, we had a beach.
There is a beach off of the Neuse River or something like that.
Yeah, I guess so. I always laugh when people say that, but...
But just that water. I wouldn't want to go in that water. I know probably seawater is worse, but just stagnant.
Yeah, with boats and stuff and the oil and, you know, people are peeing in it.
Bob Morton, executive director of the Austin, Texas-based Naturist Action Committee, which lobbies on behalf of nudists, has visited the beach and several times. He criticized the DNR for not consulting with the beachgoers before closing the area. Honestly, we're on their side when it comes to enforcing things that are lewd and lascivious, Morton said.
Lewd and lascivious.
There's something to be said about consulting the users of the place. There's got to be more of to this somewhere.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I just don't see Wisconsin as a... I'm not saying you people in Wisconsin, because we know people from Wisconsin. I just don't see it as a... I don't see a new beach. I just don't see it. It'd be like North Dakota having... I guess that's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
It's a shame they're shutting it down.
Poor nudists, man. Because
you just think
places to go.
You just think of Wisconsin as being
cold. Yeah. But I guess there's probably warm times. And we have... friends and listeners that are
right.
in Wisconsin. So.
But they're always complaining how cold it is.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe they can shed some light on it.
I'm Mr. White Christmas.
And hopefully not shed any skin.
I'm Mr. Snow. Ba-doop, ba-doop.
All right. Ready to get into our poll from this past week?
Yes. Yes.
So we did best Disney films, full-length animated Disney films.
You see how quick I was to respond to the one person asked if Pixar?
Yeah.
Beat you. you see my response?
I did.
This is the Old West. You be dead. All right. There was several choices. People had The Rescuers Down Under got one vote. Cinderella, only two votes. It's Cinderella. I thought we'd get more. Cinderella.
The next one actually shocked me even more.
Pinocchio, only two votes. Two votes for Pinocchio. I just Mulan beat Pinocchio.
Yeah, Mulan.
Come on, Mulan. Sword in the Stone got two votes. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, only two votes.
Yeah.
How does that only get two votes?
I don't know.
Lilo and Stitch. Is that that stupid ride we went on?
Yeah. Worst. The one that Heather loves, the Stitch guy.
Yeah, that was the worst ride we'd ever got.
It's not even a ride.
Well, we go on it, and I said, and they do these different. I go, when's the ride start? Because I was separated. I got pushed off that. And I said, I go, well, that's it. And I go, I waited in line for an hour for this. Tangle got two votes. Jungle Book got two. Only Jungle Book, two votes.
Jungle Book's great, too.
Emperor's New Groove, three votes.
That's more of a cult classic.
Yeah. Robin Hood, three votes. The Little Mermaid only got four votes. The Little Mermaid. Dumbo, four votes. Oh, five votes for Dumbo.
Oh, okay.
How does Dumbo only get five votes?
I love Dumbo.
Fox and the Hound, six votes. Bambi, seven votes. Beauty and the Beast, 16 votes. Aladdin, 18. And The Lion King, 41 votes. I can't wait till my dad dies, till I become king.
Yeah, I love the Lion King. I love the Disney Renaissance, you know, the Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and Lion King. Like, great set of movies.
And I've seen the play, and I've seen the parade, the Lion King parade. Did they have a play? Maybe I didn't.
No, Lion King didn't have a play.
It was
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas had one. Not even on here.
Pocahontas didn't make the list?
I don't see it. I didn't know. Not even on the list.
Watch it, because it's on Netflix streaming. It's kind of offensive.
Well.
To my people and your people.
My people, yes. But I'm okay. I understand. I'm okay with it.
Oh, man.
I'll get you, John Smith. But Lion King, I can see the Lion King, you know, but it is a very anti-dad movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't wait till his dad dies.
What's funny, I watched, because, you know, again, bought the VHS tapes and I had Bambi and I was watching it, and Colin's like, no, I will not watch it, I won't. Because the scene started coming up with his mom. And
allegedly she dies.
She dies.
No, she really doesn't.
Oh, what happened?
Rumor is that she just faked it. She didn't want to be a mom anymore. Yeah, faked the death, and you could hang out with that rabbit. She was a bad mom. She was mom on crack. Bambi's mom was on crack.
Bambi's. You're gonna say Bambi's mom was a crackhead mother?
I'm gonna say it.
That's messed up.
It's a rumor I heard.
Uh huh.
It's just a rumor I heard.
But you never picked your favorite Disney movie, though. What's your favorite Disney movie?
You know, I kept looking at that, going, "Well, I love Dumbo.
Uh huh.
And I like Aladdin. I love The Lion King. Mm-hmm. But you know." I don't know. I'd probably go with Dumbo. I think that was probably my favorite one.
Why Dumbo?
I just always liked it. I always felt bad for Dumbo because he was mistreated and you know, he had the big ears and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not that we ever pick on anybody with big ears. But, you know, it's probably one I've watched the most. We used to watch it all the time. Like I said, that one time I don't like the pink elephants on display.
It's like 20 minutes of the movie.
No, it makes me sick to my stomach. But no, but you can't really go wrong with any of them. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, I'll watch that one.
Yeah.
Pinocchio. Love Pinocchio.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Bambi. I can't remember the last time I seen Bambi. Well, once I found out about his mom. Just kind of, come on.
I think Bambi's one of those ones that if you see as an adult, it's like an amazing movie from an adult perspective.
Yeah.
The music's amazing.
I haven't seen Bambi since it's probably been about since I was a kid, probably.
Wow.
I don't, because we didn't have it on tape, did we?
I think Grandma Bev had it on tape because that was her favorite.
I don't think I watched it.
I think Grandma Bev took us to see it in theater in like 1989. I remember seeing it in theater.
I can't remember the last time I've seen Bambi.
I remember seeing Bambi in theater. I remember we saw 101 Dalmatians in theater.
Oh, 101 Dalmatians. That didn't make the list.
That's not even on there, is it?
No.
Man.
How is that possible? How did that not make the... That's an excellent movie. And what's the other one? They used to like the dogs. Is that on there?
Oh, Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp is not on there. How does Lady and the Tramp not get on there? I like Lady and the Tramp too.
Yeah, that's a man.
You people are crazy. You people are crazy. You'll vote for crackhead Bambi's mom. But you
no. You'll vote for Mulan, but you won't put Lady and the Tramp in.
Lady and the Tramp.
Messed up.
I don't know. This is crazy.
All right. What's our next poll going to be?
Our next one is going to be favorite Beatles song of all time. Now, this one had 116 comments, the Disney one. I bet you the Beatles one tops it. Because how can you pick just one song? How can you go, that is my favorite song?
I have a favorite, though.
What is your favorite?
Crap. Day in the Life, probably. I read the news today, oh boy.
I like Back in the USSR.
I like now, favorite George Harrison, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, pretty amazing.
While My Guitar... It really isn't... I really can't... It's like the Disney thing. It's like, yeah. I like so many of them. Mm-hmm. But your favorite... Today's your birthday. I like some of the earlier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A little... I want something peppy.
Something snappy.
Not that Lovers Lament crap. Yeah. Struggle to say that. Lovers Lament crap.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's a favorite Beatles song ever. You can only pick one. And don't go on there and say, can I pick two? Does Pixar count? No. Favorite Beatles song of all time. Only
so
one.
So no Wings songs.
No.
All
there's,
right.
There's some Wings songs that are great.
Oh, yeah. Some really good ones. The thing I like about Sirius XM is they play Wings. They don't,
yeah.
They're not afraid of it.
They're not. Oh,
it's
you
not
renew
just
it?
Live and Let Die.
Did you renew it?
No. We're like, because we're thinking maybe we'll sign up and like cancel 2 months in and then they'll try and get us back for a cheaper price or something.
They do, but you have to commit longer, though.
What, for the discounted price?
Yeah, they'll give you the discounted price, but you have to commit longer for it.
I don't mind
we
that.
We have it, and we're not using it. Can't you just transfer it over to it? I have
no,
the,
because it's set up to the radio ID.
Oh,
because
I have the little things. We got it to go when to go to New Jersey, and I have it, but I only drive 2 minutes to work.
Yeah.
I love having it. It makes the drive go by so quick, but yeah, I'm not using it. Because you have to put the antenna on. You have to do... Because it's $1,300 to put it into the system.
Yeah, I'm thankful it's in the car. I don't have to do anything.
Because that's what I want. I said, well, can't we get it into the system? And they sent us a little thing, a little... Anyway. Best Beatles song ever. Oh, you can only pick one.
There you go. You ready for the five?
Five
questions for
Jack,
you.
The five, yes.
Here we go. The five. Questions for Jack. The five. Questions to Jack. What really say? Nobody knows. One thing for sure, almost anything goes. The five. Questions for Jack.
I think I'm getting, I feel like I'm sitting here getting sick. I'm getting all stuffed up. I'm all congested.
It's stuffy in here.
It is stuffy in here.
It smells like your aftershave.
I don't have aftershave.
I
thought you were going to say something else.
So, today's five will be based on your favorite Disney movie of all time, Dumbo.
Oh, come on.
What?
I haven't seen that movie since you were a kid.
Hey, you said it was your favorite Disney movie.
I said, well, is that what you asked me? My favorite movie, Disney movie of all time is The Lion King.
So Dumbo was made to recoup the financial losses of Fantasia. It was
Fantasia's not on here.
Oh, wow.
How does Fantasia not get on here?
It was a deliberate pursuit of simplicity and economy for the Disney studio. And at this running time is one of Disney's shortest animated features.
Well, how much time is it?
Yeah, how long is it?
An hour and 15 minutes.
Final answer?
Yes.
64 minutes.
That's it? It's a
quick movie.
Hmm. Oh, how much can you talk about elephants? Really? All right, he's been mistreated. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So Pinocchio has his conscience, which is Jiminy Cricket, and Dumbo has the mouse, which is named...
Mouse. I don't know. Mickey? I don't know.
Timothy Q. Mouse.
That's right. Timothy the Mouse. We have a cat named Tim.
So there is a famous train by the name of this.
Oh, not your train, your favorite ride. I think I can. That's going to be me in the 5K. I think I can. Stepping over Worm Taffy as he's laying on the ground.
After about a minute of running.
What is the name of that ride? I'm going to go on that ride. And that was just last year. You always had to go on that ride.
I love that ride.
Crazy Train. That's Ozzy Osbourne. I'm sorry. I can't remember it. I'm drawing a blank.
Wow. So nothing?
I cannot think of it.
Casey Jr. I thought that was an easy one.
That
was an
easy
one.
It's right next to the whale. The
Storyboat canals or whatever.
You loved it. We used to go on like three times. It's all next to Dumbo and the carousel and all the different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the restaurant. One of the better restaurants at Disneyland if you're going to Disneyland. I think so anyway. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. So Dumbo was released in this year. Funny enough, it was also featured in a movie titled this year.
1941.
There you go.
You know, only reason I got that?
Why?
Because when you said that movie, I remember that movie. Because Robert Stack is watching Dumbo when everything's going on. He has to leave
because
he's upset watching Dumbo. You know, it's an underrated movie.
What?
1941.
It is.
People hate that movie. It got panned. It was... I watch it and I laugh. You can sit there and you can criticize me right now. You can say that I'm wrong for saying Bambi's mom was on crack. But 1941 was an underrated movie. Steven Spielberg, if you're listening, high five.
So the movie was made on a budget of $950,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money back then. Mm-hmm. What am I talking about? It's a lot of money now.
But was its and was its first financially successful movie since Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, with Pinocchio and Fantasia being failures in a sense where they lost money.
Pinocchio lost money and Fantasia lost money?
Yeah, at first.
Well, Fantasia was expensive, wasn't it, to make?
Well, they both were really expensive, and the war hit.
Yeah.
But well,
thanks, Hitler.
Actually, not in America, but it hit in European markets.
Right.
So they both didn't make money, but they recouped their money when they did re-releases years later.
Yeah, they're not losing money.
No, no.
No.
But at the time...
Never to be seen again, putting in the Disney vault until it comes out on the next... Until the technology improves and we find something else. When Blu-ray is no longer hip, it'll be something else.
It's digital, I think. Digital now. Going to, but anyhow, what was its total box office?
Or Dumbo?
Mm-hmm.
Cost $950,000 to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
It made $2.8 million.
Final answer?
Final answer.
$1.6 million.
That's not bad. That was close.
Which is the time.
Well, you know, selling tickets at like probably 25 cents a piece.
Oh, yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
He had ration tickets because he had during the war.
So there you go. There's the five.
My grandpa used to have.
Got one out of the four. Or
he,
out of the
five. He used to have ration gas cards.
Yeah.
Tickets. I don't know where they're at now, but I didn't get them.
Well, there you go. That's it for this week's Ramblecast. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Nope. Pretty well done. I didn't get the ration ticket, so I'm pretty upset.
It's kind of upsetting you right now.
Yeah, Autism Speaks. It's information's on the Facebook page. The run has been changed, but not the time. Everything else is the time, registration, all that stuff the same. The schedule for guests I will have probably up in about a week. We're still working on it. I have the guests. I just have to put the times together. So once I get that all done, it'll be up and ready to go. What are you doing over there?
I don't know. I got, for my work keys, I got this janitor things.
I used to have one of those.
It's nice.
Every time this, I used to swing it up. I'd catch it and swing it up and catch it. Swing up and catch it as it work.
Uh-huh.
And my keys swung them up, and they wrapped around a palm tree. I said... So I had to get the maintenance guys out there to get a ladder. They were my work keys. They were like this. I'm like... Oh, really? I don't need them. But they had access to all the hotel.
Oh, really?
Because I was working at Town and Country Hotel. Yeah. I'm like, and it was up there. I got in trouble. Because I used to, that's all I did. I just.
They went that high, though?
Yeah, I just, see how high I could throw them and catch it behind my back and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And threw it up there and it wrapped around a leaf. And I said.
Why don't you just pull it there? Because it is on a string anyway?
Yeah, it was just swinging up and just wrapped around and. anyway, it was
also the feeds are changing over March 22nd to our new system. Hopefully, I think that's the time. And then we'll
finalize. It is March 22nd because I read it on.
I'm saying they're working on it now. Maybe there might be a setback, but if there's no setbacks, March
22nd. Oh, I wasn't told about a setback because I said on the Facebook, the Merry Man Show, and I like to have all the information on the Merry Man Show be correct.
But much like the fun run, it could change again.
Enjoy this Autism Speaks this year, guys. Enjoy it.
Next year, we're like Save the Whales or something. He's biting his tongue. There are marks on his tongue.
You hear about Bambi's mom? Crackhead.
Anyways, ding. Give us a call, 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Okay, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments, and or theories.
If you have a rant, something's upset you. So I could think of a few things today. If something's upset you, call it 919-322-8429. That's a rant cast. Anything you can say, because you can rant about us. You can say, hey, Jack, stop ranting about something.
Hockey.
Actually,
the Iceplex.
I had a great hockey story last week. I talked to... Actually, you know, people are saying they like the hockey stories. I don't know who the one person.
I don't like hockey.
Actually, me. I don't know.
I don't like hockey.
We had a brawl out there. I talked about it on the Merry Man Show. It was
this is a hockey free zone.
Hockey free zone. Well, I said on the Merry Man Show, just a little spoiler. I said if I was involved in the fight, because I was breaking it up. Mm-hmm. I probably got a match penalty.
Yeah.
I broke it up, and I did what I had to break it up. I laid down the law.
Oh yeah.
I was playing dirty because these two kids were headbutting each other.
Uh huh.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I go, just choking one and slam the other kid's head. And but I'm saying kids, but they're like 17, 18 years old. They probably weigh more than I do. Mm-hmm. And Russ was out there, and I know they didn't weigh more than Russ. But anyway.
On that note, until next week, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.